Well, that's almost a classic of Australian music now. Gerard Brophy's Wee Bop, a piece that he wrote for the Dutch duo Contemporain, but played there by Claire Edwards on vibraphone and Christina Leonard alto saxophone. And it comes from a new release from ABC Classics, digital release. You can download this or stream it. It's called Camera Box. It includes music by Claire Edwards is on every track, and she's duetting with other musicians, Karen Schaup on guitar, Julian Smiles on cello, Jason Noble clarinet, and as we heard, Christina Leonard on saxophone, and others too. And there is music by various Australian composers. Just looking at the press release, the only name I didn't recognise was Ord, and then I realised it was a typo and it was me. There you go, ABC Classics. You should get a better proofreader. Now, Claire Edwards is Artistic Director of Ensemble Offspring, and she was also one of the people at the forefront of defending the Australia Council's funding cuts a couple of years ago at the 2015 budget. We talked about this at the time. We talked about this quite a lot, in fact. And there's been movement recently, and the money has gone back, or some of it has. Ben Elton has been a guest on this show trying to unpack arts policy for some time. He is on the Faculty of Arts and Education at Deakin University, and he writes for New Matilda and also for Crikey, and he joins us again. Ben, welcome back. Maybe we could start by, you could remind us what happened in 2015.
Yes, well, on budget night in 2015, there was a mysterious announcement in the federal budget that the federal arts portfolio was taking about $105 million from the Australia Council for the Arts and setting up this new program, the National Program for Excellence in the Arts. And that, of course, was the beginning of this long saga, which saw substantial amounts of funding taken away from the Australia Council and used to set up an entirely new funding program that was running in parallel, really, with the Australia Council out of the Arts Department.
Some of the objections at the time were to the word excellence, although in fact that was a criterion for funding for the Australia Council itself. But putting the word excellence into the name of this program riled people. Do you know why?
Well, I think it was a bit of a code word for the sort of art that George Brandis, the then arts minister, liked. And I think people got upset primarily because it sort of seemed to signal that the arts minister of the day would be picking and choosing the kind of art that would get funded, rather than a kind of arm's length process, the traditional way that the Australia Council had operated.
Oh, so the suspicion was that Senator Brandis would be the arbiter of excellence.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the word excellence has been used over the last 20 years in the Australian policy discourse to refer primarily to the major performing arts organisations. And these organisations have had their funding quarantined as part of these funding cuts. So they survived, whereas other parts of the Australia Council were cut quite savagely.
So when they took money out of the Australia Council, a little bit more than $100 million out of the funds of the Australia Council, does that, because the funding for the big companies like the orchestras and the state theatre companies and Opera Australia, because that funding was untouchable, it meant that the cuts disproportionately affected the smaller companies?
Yeah, absolutely. And most particularly, actually, the grant pools for the individual artists and project grants. So they've fallen by something like 70% since 2013. So quite significant cuts there to those pools.
What was the effect?
Well, there was pretty significant effect. I mean, the first thing the Australia Council did was call off an entire grant program. So it was in the middle of advertising for its so-called six-year grants to small to medium organisations. And it actually threw all those applications in the bin and re-advertised for a four-year process. And there was a tremendous amount of tumult and chaos in the sector. And it really led to the defunding of a large number of smaller companies when those four-year grants were finally announced.
So when Malcolm Turnbull became Prime Minister, the Arts Ministry went to Senator Fifield. And one of the first things that happened was that the National Programme for Excellence in the Arts was changed to Catalyst. Did anything else happen?
Yes, that's right. So when Fifield came in as the Arts Minister, we had a renaming, if you like, a rebadging. So the Excellence was out and Catalyst was in. And $32 million was given back to the Australia Council when that happened. But Catalyst went on to operate and it gave out money for a couple of years.
Right. And so what has happened now?
So recently we've had the announcement that Catalyst will be wound up and that all of the remaining money in the Catalyst grant pool will be returned to the Australia Council. So sort of 2 years after the Excellence raid, if you like, the entire George Brandis adventure has been dispensed with.
Right. And do we know how much money is left? How much money is going back to the Australia Council?
It's kind of difficult to work out because the ministry hasn't been particularly transparent in the way that they've accounted for it. The government says that $80.1 million is going back to the Australia Council, but of that, quite a lot has already been spent. So it's not really $80 million. For example, in that figure, they include the $32 million that was given back in November 2015. Mm. So we can't include that. There's also $12 million in existing Catalyst funding agreements, so agreements they've already committed to, and a further $7.2 million in funding for the Major Festivals Initiative and the Australian World Orchestra. So depending on how you account for it, it's around about $24 million that's going back to the Australia Council.
Right. I wonder whether they'll let us know the full amount when they've done the accounting.
Yes, I have been asking the ministry for exactly those figures, but it's a little bit hard to get a straight answer from them.
Yes, but it would also be very interesting to know how much money had been spent in administrative costs in setting up the National Programme for Excellence in the Arts and in changing it to Catalyst and then in giving the money back to the Australia Council, but I'm guessing we'll never find out that either.
We might find out in the estimates one day, perhaps.
Maybe. I mean, people at the political extremes would get rid of all public funding for the arts. But this policy was far removed from that. It was never about that. And I know you, Ben, have been often critical of the Australia Council. So was the National Programme for Excellence in the Arts, do you think, an honest but bungled attempt at reform, or was it something else?
It's a hard question to answer, Andrew, because we've never really had a full explanation from Senator Brandis about exactly what were the motivations there. Certainly, I think there was a view that the Australia Council was a bit of a closed club, that certain types of art and certain types of organisations couldn't get funding from the Australia Council. And so this was a way of creating a new funding program that would allow a different and more diverse range of organisations to apply. But if you look at who got funding through Catalyst, that sort of hasn't been the case. In the end, a lot of the organisations that got funded had already got funding from the Australia Council. So there was a fair bit of double dipping, in fact. You'd have to say that if it was a reform, then it was bungled.
Yes. And what happens next as far as you're concerned? What would you like to see happen next? Because, as I said, you have been critical of the Australia Council. Are there still reforms that need to occur? And can we, you know, imagine a time when the Arts Ministry is going to go back to the Australia Council and try and reform it again? I mean, I imagine they may just leave it alone for a couple of years after all of this mess.
Well, I think that's probably what needs to happen, actually, is that there needs to be a bit of stability in this space because it's been tremendously disruptive and chaotic over the last couple of years. And more funding needs to be given back. You know, we're still well behind where the funding situation was when the coalition came into office in September 2013. So there's still been significant funding cuts and austerity in the Australia Council. And I might add in other aspects of the arts portfolio, like the national collecting institutions. So I think That's one thing we need. We also need, I think, both major parties to come up with some kind of commitment to the value of supporting culture, to realise that culture is an important part of Australian national life and that it deserves public funding. At the moment, for example, the Coalition doesn't have a cultural policy. It just simply doesn't have a policy document that sets out what it wants to do.
No, in fact, they've been to the last two general elections without an arts policy, haven't they?
Yeah, that's correct.
So that is remarkable, but maybe that will be the next step, maybe an arts policy, because then it would at least help people to understand why things are happening.
It would be a good start, you know, and I think it needs to be more than an arts policy. It needs to be a cultural policy that takes into account more than just the sort of capital A arts, but the broader remit of culture, which is a very, very important thing, and it's very big. It's much bigger than just the arts per se. You know, it takes in things like the national broadcaster that we're speaking on right now, but it also takes into account things like sport, things like everyday recreation, things like the Australian War Memorial and the commemoration of Anzac. All of these things are intensely cultural and important to Australian life.
That's a very big picture, you're suggesting.
Well, it is, but it's important, you know. I mean, we have a national economic policy. We have all sorts of policies about various aspects of government, energy, housing, whatever. Culture is important as well.
Well, I hope you're right that we will have a national cultural policy, and I would be very, very happy to talk to any arts minister about that policy should it eventuate. Ben Eltham, thank you very much indeed for being my guest again on The Music Show, and I hope we don't have to talk again before too long, because it's always kind of...
It's often bad news
when you come on this show. Thanks, Ben. Ben Eltham is Research Fellow at Deakin University's Faculty of Arts and Education, and he also writes about national affairs for New Matilda and about arts policy, or cultural policy, perhaps I should say, for Crikey. You're listening to The Music Show on RN.